Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Drowning is a leading cause of death among children, including infants and toddlers. And while many of these drownings occur in bathtubs and buckets and things you might just not even think possible, but a lot of them happen in pools, even in public pools, but in backyard pools and in lakes and ponds for the teenagers and a little bit older children. My guest is Dr. Deborah Ann Mulligan. She is the chief medical officer for MD Live Care, and she's also a pediatric emergency medicine doctor. I can't talk today very well. Welcome to the show. So, Dr. Mulligan, drowning prevention, as I said, we have a lake house, so we go up there, and it just... It still freaks me out all the time. So start with our little guys and move on up to drowning prevention throughout the ages.
Perfect. Thank you for doing that. I've had personal friends who are physicians who lost their children to drowning in backyard pools. And the point of telling you that is that no one is immune to that tragic incident. But we can absolutely, with forethought, prevent that kind of tragedy, whether, you know, along the years, 1800s, there were public baths, as you point out. Our backyards are our havens for swimming pools, and we all love to quench ourselves in the cool, soothing waters from young children on out to super seniors. And although the death rate for drowning in the U.S. is still highest among children 1 to 4, when we can still make efforts to prevent that. And what does that mean? It means that you always have barriers in place. And what would those barriers be? That would mean putting alarms on the windows and doors that go out to the backyard pool, because it's the backyard pool where the young children are going to be at greatest risk for drowning. And from there, you're going to put up perhaps a pool fence if you don't have the alarms that go off and stay alarming on the doors and windows. You can put up a four-sided pool fence around the pool to slow them down from getting into the pool. Now, remember, especially little boy toddlers, they'll climb over anything and they'll figure a way to get over the fence. So remember, these barriers are just that, barriers to slow the kids down, giving you time to find them before there is a mishap. The other would be to get bystander CPR training so that if, God forbid, something did happen to your child, you're not afraid to begin first aid CPR while you're waiting for help to arrive. During parties, especially as we're coming up to Memorial Day weekend, make sure that some adult has some kind of tag that they could put around their neck to identify themselves as the responsible adult for the children in the pool. And then that adult, while they're wearing that tag around their neck or some kind of identifying tag on their person, should be within arm's reach of the kids and really watch them at play in the pool. No drinking alcohol, no getting into long conversations. Make sure that you are really watching the kids during that time of activity, because when we have lots of children in the pool, sometimes things can happen if an adult is not paying close attention. So again, having lots of barriers is the way to slow down the tragedy from happening and being able to get to the kids in the nick of time should that arise. And then lastly, of course, swimming lessons. Swimming lessons are incredibly important for children at all ages. There was a time when the Academy, the American Academy of Pediatrics, was not fully supportive of water safety for kids under the age of 2. But now, as the decades have passed and we have more science, and we can see that children can learn to be water safe, although once again, you can't fully rely on the swim lessons for young kids, it is important to start water safety lessons or swim lessons as soon as you think that your child's ready to learn.
Great advice. Now, you don't want us looking away or getting too confident if there's a pool. You know, I know my son fell into a little backyard pool and I had only just turned my head away for 1 second and it was almost in slow motion. And I ran over and I was lucky. I was one of the lucky ones because I was right there and I didn't walk into the kitchen for a second, because that's what people do. You think I can just walk away for just a second. And it happens in the blink of an eye. And it's not this loud screaming thing everybody thinks, right? It's a silent kind of just
happens. It's a silent drowning. Exactly. Exactly.
It's a silent thing. Now, if we use things like life jackets and stuff, do we feel more confident? Is there anything you want to tell us about lakes and ponds and kids swimming at the beach and those kinds of things?
Yes, thank you. So when we were talking about the 0 to 4 age group, it's the backyard pool. And by the way, you're right. No inflatable swimming aids. Floaties are not life vests. So do not believe that you have any sense of security using a floaty. They're not a life jacket. Now, in terms of kids, as they get older, you know, they start moving around. And there's a vulnerable population that we haven't mentioned, and that is African-American children. 70% of African-American children do not know how to swim. And so once they get we start seeing higher incidence of drownings when we get out of the 0 to 4 age group in the African-American population, because those kids are now moving around to locations like rivers and streams and lakes and quarries where they can enjoy the water as well. But when you don't know how to swim, of course, that's when you get into some trouble. So we want to make sure that our listening parents are certain to get all the children swimming lessons for the next phase of drowning prevention, and that is the young kids moving around swimming in open waters. And so in open waters, such as boats, you want to be able to wear life jackets. You want to make sure that the kids are not drinking. Teenagers tend to try to sneak some alcohol here and there when they're at the beach or on the boats. We want no alcohol or drugs involved in any way whatsoever. Again, swimming lessons are still important. If you're on the beach, you want to make sure that you're looking at the flags on the lifeguard station so that if there are any riptide, you know the colors of the flags, and you're sure to avoid swimming in the ocean if there's a riptide happening that day. So there's some very different kind of aspects to look at as the kids are more mobile and getting around without the adult supervision that they might have in the backyard.
Absolutely, and it's something to teach your kids to be aware of the conditions that they're in, to be, and you know, and I just learned recently on a show, one of our hospital shows, that diving is just, unless you're in a sanctioned diving program, diving is just never acceptable. It's the number one cause of quadriplegia in boys, in teenage boys. So no diving, even off the beach. I was surprised he told me that. Big cause of drowning. They dive into the waves and hit the ground.
Right, so it was, right.
You know, it was just something I didn't even really, you don't even always think about all these things. So in just the last minute and a half here, best advice on drowning prevention, the things you would tell any parent that comes to you and asks you these questions.
Yeah, it breaks our heart to receive children from the paramedics where it's too late to save a life of an otherwise healthy, happy child in a needless death situation from drowning. So what we want them to do in the backyard pool, never, ever leave your children alone near the pool or spa, even as you say, for a moment. When the children are young, make sure that someone in your family knows first aid CPR. Install a fence, a pool fence, 4 feet high, four-sided pool fence around your pool. Make sure that it has a self-latching gate. Make sure that you have equipment nearby. If for some reason that you're going to need to use it, you're going to be very thankful that you did, and keep a telephone near the pool so you're not tempted to go inside to answer the phone for any reason whatsoever. Floaties are not life jackets. So on the young kids, we would say that that's the most important, and swimming lessons. In the boating safety, again, wearing a life jacket, no alcohol or drugs involved in your experience that day. On the beach, make sure that you know the safety rules and the colors of the flags for riptides. If you see a storm moving in, make sure that you move toward high ground and safety away from the storm, which can happen in certain places like Florida or up in the lakes where you are. And I think that would probably cover it.
Great information, really great information. Parents listening, you know, share this show with your friends. Play it again, put it on Facebook, because as the summer approaches, these are the kinds of things that pediatric emergency medicine doctors like Dr. Deborah Mulligan see and don't want to see. So share these shows and maybe we can all prevent drowning. Listening to Healthy Children on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.